UNC awaiting the kickoff to begin half number two in this tilt. And Idaho wisely will have a holder in place before they even try to kick the football away this time.
That was their halftime adjustment.
Had to be.
Let's see if the Bears make some halftime adjustments on their offense on this next drive.
Here's the approach by Cade Coffey, and his kick again will come down short. Fairman fielding it at the 2-yard line, to the 5, to the 10, angling along the near side numbers across the 20, weaving through traffic to the 30 as he stiff arms a man down, gets out to the 40 and out of bounds at the, well, they'll say the 38-yard line is where his right foot touched out.
Willie Fairman really doing a good job weaving in and out of traffic there to pick up the yards. Good returns and able to give the Bears good field position. Now we'll see if they can do something with it. That second quarter wasn't a good quarter for the passing game for the Bears.
After a solid start by Nip and UNC. Two wideouts each direction. On first and 10, Hall is in the backfield for Nip. The snap, and there goes Hall. Up the middle and a gain across the 45, a little bit of a push nearly to the 46-yard line, but he's got a gain of 7.
Milo Hall, very strong. They are holding him up and trying to strip that ball, and he is doing a very good job holding on to it.
Bears quick to the line of scrimmage on second down and 3. Nip takes in a low snap, running the option off the near side. Across the 50 to the 45 and turned aside at the 44-yard line after picking up the first down yardage again is Hall. That one's an 11-yard gain. I saw that in practice not this past week, but the week before. We just didn't see it in game action.
And I'd really like to see it more because it does a good job for the Bears. They do a good job when they can get Hall outside the tackles going north and south, and that pitch play allows that to happen.
Three wide receivers to Nip's left, one along the numbers to the near side on first and 10 at the Idaho 45-yard line. Nip looking left, now tucks the ball himself, looking for a block from Hall. Got it as he goes inside the 40 to the 39-yard line before being tackled there.
That play caused because Noah Soul was his primary target on the near side of the field. Jalen Hoover locked up with him right off the line of scrimmage, and Nip not able to hit his wide receiver, so instead he pulls it down and runs for 6.
Second down and 4, 39-yard line of Idaho territory, as 90 seconds are elapsed in the period, and the Bears down by 10. Play clock at 10 as Nip receives the pad high snap, looking on a one-on-one play down the sideline as he has his man out there. A lot of hand fighting going, and a penalty flag is out.
That's an easy call as Willie Fairman was down there, and he was being defended on the play by Tyrese Dedman. They got locked up and picked up the pass interference call.
Pass interference, 47, defense, 15-yard penalty, first down.
That'll push the football to the 24 for UNC with 13:20 to play in the period.
Now we'll see if the Bears can take advantage of this. That's the 8th penalty against this Idaho team that's been accepted in this game so far.
Three wide receivers in the formation. The slot man to the left is Landry. Hall to the left of Nip in the backfield, working from the near hash mark. Handoff goes to Hall, spinning into the pile. And he picks up 2 to the 22.
Milo Hall doing a good job picking up yards after the initial contact for the Bears. He's able to pick up at least 1 or 2 yards. I know he's got to be getting tired. That was his 18th carry of the game so far today.
Upcoming, the 36th offensive snap of the day for UNC, so getting that number back near even with Idaho. With a 4 wide receiver set, again working from the west hash mark at Nottingham Field. Second and 8 at the 22 of Idaho territory. Nip off the snap, play action to Hall, looking down the near side, overthrows Flowers. It's out of bounds as the rush was coming, and he took a pretty good pop at the end of it from Charles Akano.
Akano came through. Akano didn't play a lot in that first half. He got dinged up. He's able to get healthier, get some treatment at halftime, and get back on the field. But the Bears now behind the chains and down in distance. They've got to come up with a play. And you're almost getting to a point where you wonder, is this 4 down territory missing their big kicker in Colin Root?
Big 3rd down and 8. At the 22-yard line. Bears needing to reach the 14 of Idaho territory to extend the drive. Nip has the snap. Looking right, looking left, and he is brought down by a shoelace as Trey Walker fought through Milo Hall to sack UNC's quarterback.
And I don't even know if that was Trey Walker that got it or if Jacob Nip just slipped as he was trying to step back. But either way, it forces a long field goal attempt. The Bears will bring out their kicker for a 45-yard field goal attempt.
This will be Raybon giving it a try. Colin Root again out with that ankle injury. Bears get themselves set to work against the rush. From the near hash mark, low snap, placed down, kick on its way, has the distance, and it is good. Raybon recovers from a first half miss to put that one through the uprights. UNC comes up with points on the initial drive of half number two. On the Baker team at Sears Real Estate scoreboard, 11:43 to play in the third. It's 17-10, Idaho on top of UNC. You're listening to Bears football on 1310 KFKA.
The kids are headed back.
As this kickoff is brought to you by Workout West, ask about Zumba and boot camp classes or their hydro aerobics class. Call 330-9691 or log on to workoutwest.com for membership information. Kickoff sailing through the end zone, and it will be brought to the 25 for the Vandals in their white and gold. Mason Petrino in the first half, 12 of 20 for 147, but the last pass he threw in the first half was picked off by Michael Walker.
And that was his only incompletion in the second quarter. He had a 6 of 7 second quarter with that interception. He started off very slow, 6 of 13, but they saw something that he was able to exploit, and they really were taking care of and getting the ball to Jeff Cotton with 68 yards. Through the air, he averages 107. We'll see if the Bears can keep him under 100.
Idaho setting up first and 10 at the 25 of its own territory, and a handoff on the initial play from scrimmage in the second half for them, and it's quickly covered up by UNC as Andre Carter gains only one.
Good job by the middle of the defensive line there for the Bears as Eiton and Gonzalez were in there clogging the middle up and forcing Carter to gain just a yard.
Haywood looking to the quarterback for the play call. Now gets it as he lines up inside of the numbers to the left of the formation. Play action. Throw over the middle. Caught. Carter with the grab at the 40-yard line, leaning in on the defender Walker, and a penalty flag is out.
Yeah, this is going to be against Walker. We'll see if they call it holding or pass interference.
33, defense. Penalty is declined. First down.
Aaron Harris, 15-yard pickup. Either way, first and 10 from the 41 of their own territory for the Vandals with two receivers left, one right. And the snap to Petrino, handoff to Romano's got a lane down the numbers to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and dragged down from behind at the 16-yard line.
Romano's really been the one that's been picking the Bears apart. That run right there will put him over 100 on the day. He came into the game with only 69 rushing yards, but his speed has really beat up the Bears through the middle.
40 yards. They spot the ball at the 19. First and 10 from the 19. Back to pass is Petrino. In trouble. Scampering left. Looking for the end zone. Got his man for the second time today. On a scramble left, he finds Hayward. And it's a touchdown for the Vandals to extend it to 23-10.
And right now, the Bears are only rushing four. They're putting nine guys back in coverage. But when Petrino breaks the pocket, he's able to settle back in Haywood, his wide receiver, redshirt sophomore, really doing a good job finding the spots and getting open for the touchdown. The Bears score a field goal, Vandals score a touchdown. That's not the swap you want to see if you're Bears fan.
Coffee for the point after, 10:32 to play in the third. To finish off the four-play, 75-yard drive, the kick is good. And it's a 24-10 ball game. First time today that the Vandals have built to a two-touchdown advantage on the Baker team at Sears Real Estate scoreboard. Steve Baker, Derek Anderson, and Rhonda Tal make up the Baker team at Sears Real Estate. with over 30 years combined real estate experience. On the web at SteveBakerRealEstate.com or call 302-0879. You're listening to UNC Bears Football on 1310 KFKA.
1310 KFKA.
While it's Jeff Cotton putting up the yardage, it's not Clue Haywood, Cottrell Haywood putting up the touchdowns today for Idaho. Two touchdown catches on plays that have seen Mason Petrino flushed from the pocket. He's kept the play alive enough to come up with the two touchdowns. That's the difference in the ballgame right now. 24-10, Idaho on top of UNC.
Bears defense losing track of those wide receivers. They've got to be able to understand and cover for longer. But that all goes down to the offensive line, defensive line, of the Bears. They've got to find a way to get some pressure on Petrino. They got close to him there, but Petrino was able to break pocket, break contain, get out, set up, and get the score.
You missed the Major League reference. Clue, not Clue Haywood,
oh,
Cottrell
yes.
Haywood.
Yes.
Okay, all right,
yes.
Sorry.
I got it.
It had to be done. 10:32 in the period. UNC to get the football back on the kickoff, brought to you by Workout West. Voted best of Greeley as a premier fitness club. For membership information, call 330-9691 or visit workoutwest.com. Again, two men back deep for UNC as the Bears have had more opportunities at returns today than they have since the San Jose State game. This one's going to sail deep into the end zone, however, and not be returned. UNC will get the football at the 25 to begin their second half possession with 10:32 on the timepiece.
Willie Fairman averaging just over 26 yards per return, so they get it at the 25, right about where he's been getting them, although that kick sailed much farther than any kick that they've had in the first half from Coffey.
Wind continues out of the east, but looks like it's tailed off a little bit. Not nearly as breezy as it was through the first half. UNC goes to work first and 10 at the 25. Nip with a single running back in the backfield. Hands off, counter to the left side. Turning the corner is Hall across the 30 and out of bounds at the 34-yard line.
That gain of 9 puts Milo Hall at 80 yards on the day. Milo Hall now with 19 carries for 80 yards, having himself a day. Moving the ball well, but the Bears moving between the 20s, but they got to find a way to get into the end zone.
Second down and 1 at the 34 as Nip takes the snap, hands off Hall, countering to the right side this time and hit right as he reached the 35, falls forward to the 36, and a pickup of 2 more for the Bears with 10-10 remaining in the third.
But moves the chain, so good job by Milo Hall, knowing he needed to get that 1 yard. Barrels down, pushes through it, and forces the chains to move, and now the Bears with an opportunity to continue this drive.
4 wideouts on the field for the Bears, 2 each direction on first and 10 at their own 36. The handoff to Hall, started left, cuts back right, gets to the 40-yard line, dragged forward to the 42-yard line. 6 more on the ground for Hall, who turns to the sideline, and he'll come off for the moment, needing a breather. Julian Eisen trots on in his place.
Max Bruner looked like Dalton Reisner right there. Carried. You said he was drugged forward. That was Max Bruner moving him an extra couple yards.
Second down and 4 for the Bears at the 42. Nip moves forward a couple of steps, relays the play call, then steps backwards with Eisen to his left hip. Has the snap. Does the veteran signal caller looking for Soul down the near sideline. He's got it. Moving down the sideline, makes the catch at the 36 of Idaho territory.
That was a beautiful throw from Jacob Nip to Noah Soul over the defender Christian Nash. Nash got caught looking into the backfield and didn't even look for the ball.
22 yards as Soul steps out right as he makes the catch. 8:45 to play in the third. The Bears trailing 24-10, but now operating at the 36 of Vandal territory. 3 wide receivers to the left. Lankreet set right at tight end. Nip with time, looking down that left side, has a man out there. Touchdown, Northern Colorado! Getting underneath it is Willie Fairman.
That is exactly what the Bears need. They need to stretch the field. They got Willie Fairman out there again on Christian Nash, the redshirt freshman. Couldn't cover Noah Soul the play before, and definitely couldn't cover Willie Fairman there. And Jacob Knipp shows exactly why he is a great quarterback. He settles into the pocket and nails that throw.
58 yards in two plays for the Bears. And with 8:30 to play in the third, Raybon's point after brings the Bears back to within seven. It's now 24-17, Idaho with the lead on the Baker team at Sears Real Estate scoreboard after the Bears come up with their own four-play, make that five-play, 75-yard drive. .12:34 remains at Nottingham Field. Troy Coverdale, Aaron Rath in the Mark Larson State Farm Insurance broadcast booth. Mark's got the experience to make sure your claim goes right. Find him at 4895 West 10th Street, Suite C, or phone 356-8700. 12:34 on the timepiece. UNC trailing by seven, looking at third and six at the 39-yard line of Idaho territory out of the injury timeout.
And really a big third down offensively. The Bears defense has stood tall on a couple big third downs defensively. Now the Bears offense has got to find a way to pick up a first down here. And you almost got to wonder if they get close, if they're within 2 or 3 yards, is this four down territory? It would be a really long field goal for Raybon, but is it enough that, are they close enough in time and everything and the way the ball's been moving that they would go for it on a 4th and 2, 4th and 3?
Bears will have two wide outs to the right, one to the left. Slot man to the left as well in Landcrete, the freshman who got the 58-yarder earlier. Eisen in the backfield replacing Milo Hall for this snap, as Milo has carried the ball 27 times today. Knipp takes the snap, hands it off on third down, and Eisen hit as he hits the hole and pushed backwards. There was nothing there for Eisen. As the Bears now look at a big fourth down, and they've got big Kevin Williams down injured. Not another lineman.
And that's bad to see Kevin Williams down, one, because you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but two, he's just part of the lineman, part of the MASH unit that the Bears are putting out there right now. And we'll see what Coach Wickery's got up his sleeve and who he brings out to replace Williams out there. And the Bears are in that fourth down and four position. Are they in a position where they're going to go for it?
Williams, the 6'5", 328 sophomore, comes off hobbling under his own power, but hobbling. And once he reaches the sideline, bends over in pain once again. He'll be escorted over to the treatment area. So the Bears with 12:15 to play are looking at a fourth down and five at the 37 as they credited Eisen with a 2-yard gain.
And this is a big fourth down, their first of the day. The Bears are 75% on fourth down this season. Excuse me, 38% on fourth down this season. And Idaho allows 64%, so we'll see if the Bears can pull something out of their sleeve right here.
Operating from the 37-yard line of Idaho territory, down seven in the fourth. Fourth down and four. Knipp with eight on the play clock. Shifts his running back, Milo Hall, to the left. Takes the snap. Sends it downfield. It is off the hands and incomplete as Sam Flowers is unable to bring it in. A little bit too hot for Flowers. Idaho will take over on downs.
And that ball hit Sam Flowers' hands about the same time Jalen Hoover hit Sam Flowers. Flowers not able to come up with the catch there, and the Bears will give it back to Idaho. Idaho has done the clock management thing well today, and they've run the ball for 259 yards, so I imagine we'll see a heavy dose of the run here as they have a 7-point advantage.
7 minutes more time of possession for Idaho today than for UNC. 11:49 to play, and a 7-point Idaho advantage at 24-17. Two wideouts left. Slot man to the near side. Handoff goes up the middle. It's Romano, and he is shoved backwards after reaching the line of scrimmage, the 37.
Romano was hit very hard and very abruptly by Jerome Jackson, the 5'10", 188 junior out of Carson, California, said, "You're not running any farther today, big guy."
For Jerome, his 10th tackle of the day today. Second down and 10 at the 37. Snap to Petrino. Spins, moving backwards, throws, and will end up seeing it go incomplete. There's a penalty flag down at the line of scrimmage as Romano couldn't come up with that pass, and he's hurt. As on the coverage out there for UNC, was that Justice Luttrell out there? Double check the number. Six, that's it. Tyree McNeil, he landed on top of Romano. And now the officials are still sorting out this penalty with Petrino right there trying to get an indication.
Ruling on a field, it is incomplete pass. Personal foul, illegal block below the waist. Number 32 of the offense, 15-yard penalty, repeat second down.
Logan Kendall assessed that penalty. The 10th of the day, called on Idaho.
Coach Collins down on the near side trying to determine if he was going to take it. He was actually saying he was going to not take the penalty until he heard it was a 15-yarder, yeah, and backed him into a second and 25. Now the Bears defense has got to lock things down a little bit. The defensive backs of the Bears have got to know where two guys are, Jeff Cotton and Cottrell Haywood. Those two guys have done a lot of damage receiving.
Cotton split one of three to the left. Haywood, the outside man along the numbers near side. He's got the underneath pass, able to make the catch, getting to the 25, to the 30, and upended there.
Jerome Jackson and Luke Nelson in for the tackle. Jackson with the foot, Luke with the finish.
That almost, though, was stopped even farther back downfield by Talkington, who had Haywood around the shoulder pad momentarily, just couldn't keep his momentum from carrying him away from the player. It's third down from the 30-yard line. Petrino back in the pocket. Now it begins to crumble. Trying to step up. Stumbling. Gets out of the pocket. He's dragged down across the 35 at the 37-yard line, and it will be fourth down and 9.
Not a sack, but a big play from Brandon Biggs to keep Petrino close. Brings him down. Petrino picks up 6 yards, but that's okay. He's not able to throw it down the field and pick up the first down, and he forces just the second punt today for the Vandals.
Eisen awaits the kick from Cade Coffey, who averaged 44 a punt a season ago, number 6 nationally. He gets it off, sending it downfield, a wobbler as a penalty flag is already out. Eisen covered up at the 22-yard line, and another penalty flag is out upfield. Want to take a moment, though, while we sort this out. The last possessions for Idaho are now field goal, miss, interception, and punt. After going with the after gaining the touchdown with 10:32 to play in the third, those three possessions for Idaho have done little to nothing except eat up clock.
Looks like both these penalties are going to be against Idaho as they're over talking on the near side to Coach Collins. It's kind of a, how do you want to handle this?
If you're Idaho, this has got to frustrate you.
Two fouls on a play. Holding, number 18 of the receiving team. Personal foul, number 18 of the kicking team. Penalties offset, replay fourth down.
No such luck, Aaron.
Well, the question was, do you want him to replay or do you want to go with where the ball is lying? It's at the 22. Make him re-kick it, why not?
20 plays, 88 yards, 7 minutes, 30 seconds off the clock on two of the last three drives for Idaho, and no points.
And the Bears have done a good job now. You know, Idaho with 67 plays, 467 yards. Bears, 53 plays, 341 yards. Hopefully they'll add to that here.
So Coffey to kick it away again. Eisen awaits it. It's partially tipped, and it's sailing out of bounds. Blocked away and out of bounds, I believe, getting a hand on it for Northern Colorado was David Hogue.
Yeah, David Hogue got through, got the block, and the Bears are going to have outstanding field position.
First and 10, UNC coming up at midfield. Down 7 with 9:33 to play. On the Baker team at Sears Real Estate Scoreboard, it remains Idaho 24, UNC 17. You're listening to Bears football on 1310 KFKA. First and 10 from midfield. In a 24-17 ball game, Milo Hall alongside of Nip in the backfield. Bears working from the near hash mark. Fake on the handoff as Hall lays down a block. It freeing Nip down the sideline to throw for Warren. He's got it at the 30 and down to the 28-yard line as he moved back to the interior. 22 through the air.
What I like about that one is they got Nip mobile. They got him out of the pocket, and that allowed Dante Warren to find the seam between the corner and the safety. Willie Fairman took the safety over the top. They're doing what we've talked about.
Third catch of the day for Warren. Handoff up the middle goes Hall. Bursting beyond the 25 to the 22 and a gain of 6.
Milo Hall dragging big number 97 Vi Tomasi with him. Tomasi at 300 pounds. Milo Hall put him on his back and took him for a ride for 6.
Milo will have an ice bath waiting after this one. Second down and 4 for the Bears at the 22 of Idaho territory. Hand off Hall once again. He's got the first down up the middle to the 17.
Milo Hall with 112 yards on the day. Great crowd here in Northern Colorado today, enjoying some beautiful weather, a little windy, but right now the Bears marching to try and score this game up.
They spot the ball shy of the 17 at the 18, turn it into a third and inches. Doesn't matter, Hall's got the handoff, going off the right side, gets to the 16.
Milo Hall averaging just under 4 yards a carry. He picks up 4 yards there, and the Bears will bring in Julian Eisen and give Milo Hall a little bit of a break.
Gain of 3 yards on the play. Hall, in fact, will come off with the training staff for the moment. Breather time for Milo. First and 10, ball at the 16-yard line of Idaho territory in a 24-17 ball game. Clock will move under 8 minutes remaining on this play. Eisen to the left hip of Nip in the backfield. Has the handoff off the left side inside the 15 to the 14 and wrestled backwards. So two more on the ground, but now second and 8.
And now the Bears really in a situation where they'd like to slow things down a little bit. If they can get a score and slow things down, they'll put this game at, you know, at a situation where both teams have to battle the clock down to the end.
Eisen remains on as the Bears will split 4 wide receivers, 2 each direction. Working from the middle of the field, Nip with the play clock down to 10. Leans forward. Barks out the snap count, has the snap in hand on second down and 8. Steps up, throws as he's being hit, and overthrows his intended receiver with a penalty flag out. Fairman at the back of the end zone, unable to bring that one in, but the penalty likely against Idaho here with 7:14 to play.
Pass interference, 27, defense. Ball be placed at the 2-yard line, first down.
That's Deadman again.
So that one sailed high because Nip got hit in his throwing motion, but it doesn't matter because Fairman was being interfered with, and now the Bears will have a first and goal because it happened in the end zone. The ball's placed at the 2-yard line. Milo Hall back on the field for the Bears.
Nip calling for the crowd to settle down a little bit. Bears go with a heavy formation, a single wide out each direction. Hall is in the backfield. The snap to Nip. The handoff. Touchdown. Milo Hall's third of the season. And the Bears are a point away from tying it up.
And Milo Hall, with his 31st carry of the day, ties his most for his career and has an opportunity to tie this game up. He runs that one through the middle, and Milo Hall is happy. And I'll tell you what, we talked about the patchwork offensive line that was put in here today, and they've stepped in and done some really good work. James Stanton has come in that left guard position and has done a fantastic job, and now the Bears with a chance to tie it.
Ben Raybon again called upon to kick the PAT. The snap down, the kick on its way, and it is deadlocked at 24. 7-10 remains at Nottingham Field, and the Bears, after trailing 24-14, have come back to get it square. Second and 12 with 5.5 to play. Ball at the 25-yard line of Idaho Territory. UNC trying to take the lead for the second time this afternoon in a 24-all contest now. Nip has the snap, has the handoff. Hall up the middle, inside the 20, to the 15. Dragged down at the 14, just shy of the first down by a yard. An 11-yard gain as Hall just keeps racking up the mileage.
He was hit after a 6-yard gain and somehow got free and picked up another 5 yards on that run. Milo Hall having a day, 123 on the ground now for the Bear.
Third and one from the 14-yard line. Two wide left, one right. Nip takes the snap, hands off Hall, burrowing forward, but he's not going to get it. Before this next snap, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Northern Colorado's football station is 1310 KFKA Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins with Preps, UNC, and NFL football. Loss of 1 yard
on the play. Northern Colorado loses a yard. They look at a 4th and 2. They will bring out Ben Raybon for a field goal to try and take the lead. This will be a 32-yard attempt for Raybon out of the hold of Connor Regan from the far hash mark. The snap down, the kick on its way. It's end over end, and it is good. UNC on top for the second time this afternoon. Now 4:06 to play as they take advantage of the blocked punt, turning it into points, and it's 27-24. Third down and 5 faces the Bears at midfield with 2:33 remaining, leading by 3 over Idaho in search of that first win of the season. Nip has Hall in the backfield with him. Gives it to Milo. Burrowing forward. He's got the first down inside the 45 to the 44 of Vandal territory. That pickup of 6 should do it.
That is a huge first down, and Milo Hall comes out banging his chest. And if I'm giving away a game ball here today, I'm giving it to the offensive line of the Bears. They've done a fantastic job of allowing Milo Hall to now run for 130 yards, and give the Bears an opportunity for win number one.
All of the questions that we began this ballgame with regarding the offensive line, and today they're the game ball recipients.
Yeah, they've had a great game.
Inside of 2 minutes to play, Hall gets it again, moving to the near side, inside the 40. They will say instead knee down at the 40, so a gain of 3 more. But in a 3-point ball game with a minute 40 and the clock continuing to run, the Bears look at a 2nd down and 7.
And they'll use every bit of this play clock. They'll snap this one with about a minute 6, minute 7 left on the game clock. And the Bears will have an opportunity to run this down. And we'll see as this gets closer to a minute how excited those players get on the sideline.
Down to a minute 15 to play. Play clock is down to 7. Nip, watching it closely, calls for the football with 2 on the play clock, hands it off to Hall. He's going to be hit immediately, leans forward for 2 more yards to the 38-yard line, and the Bears will look at a 3rd and 5 as the clock goes inside of a minute. 27-24, the Bears have scored the last 17 points after trailing by 2 touchdowns.
And this crowd starting to get on their feet and cheer on the team. The players getting them going. The Bears are going to get win number 1 today. And we'll see if this excitement and momentum can be carried next week on the road. But right now, they're going to enjoy this one.
Bears into the victory formation. Nip takes the snap, takes a knee. And the sideline erupts onto the field. Northern Colorado scores the final 17 this afternoon to win the Big Sky Conference opener. Your final from Nottingham Field as UNC gets off the schneid. Your final, Northern Colorado 27, Idaho 24.